Jonathan Kendall on ABC Gippsland.
8:25. Good to have your company this Tuesday morning. Some really interesting stuff happening today, including this work into or research into how people trust and use social media. So new research shows Latrobe Valley residents hungry for information during the 2014 Morwell mine fire used social media to kind of fill the gaps, fill the information gaps, because they saw official information sources as inadequate and untrustworthy. Dr. Sue Yell is behind that research. Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
This is really interesting because social media gets a bad rap sometimes, but it sounds like in times of emergency, Latrobe Valley residents really trusted it. So is that right?
They certainly turned to it, yes, particularly Facebook, because it's a space where a community group can get together and talk amongst themselves and share their experiences, share their response to what's going on.
And there are two kind of... Well, when I think about this, I think about the initial phase where, you know, there's still smoke around the Latrobe Valley, the fire's still burning, and people are after information about the situation at hand. And then there's kind of the recovery stage after that, where people need solidarity and to feel like they're part of a community and to put it all back together and to start feeling okay about living in the Latrobe Valley again. So did you split your research up like that?
We certainly, well, we did focus on the 6 week period of the mine fire itself and looked at how people were experiencing it as it unfolded. But of course, that was such a you know, a shifting period, because there was that, as you say, that period of you know, what's going on and where is the fire in the initial period. Then there's, you know, the dealing with the smoke and the impact of the smoke and how that made people feel. You know, the health symptoms they were experiencing, and then there was a period where, you know, what are the authorities doing, you know, what is the emergency response adequate, what information do we need about how this is impacting our health.
Do you think that people are increasingly using social media in times of emergency, so bushfires, floods, instead of the traditional media? So kind of what I'm asking is, am I going to be out of a job soon? So.
Definitely not. I wouldn't think so, because the ABC, you know, we talk to people more broadly about their media, you know, what mix of media they think are important during an emergency. And you know, everyone we spoke to said mainstream media, radio, TV, newspapers are still important. Face-to-face communication is still really important in getting emergency information. The ABC is a very trusted media source, but of course these traditional media are also increasingly getting into social media and using that to communicate with their audiences. So I think it's definitely important to have that mix of media sources.
And did you find also in your research that there was some division on social media during the mine fire?
I think, yeah, we did find that people experienced conflict on social media, and we know that social media, you know, just generally can be a space of conflict and, you know, can be used for purposes of harassment and, you know, flaming and, you know, we know about cyberbullying. It wasn't so much a question of people setting out to harass or bully other people. It's more just that there are these conflicts, I think, in any community, and social media, you know, made those divisions visible, because everybody's on there saying what they think and what they feel.
And everyone's stressed as well.
Oh, and everyone's stressed, that's right. I mean, there's certainly very positive messages of support for one another on social media during the fire, but then there were divisions around who could speak for whom and, you know, whether people outside Morwell were experiencing the same level of impact and distress as people from within Morwell.
8:20, ABC Gippsland is where you are this morning. My name's Jonathan Kendall, and we're chatting with Dr. Sue Yell, who's done some research as part of the Hazelwood Health Study about how much you trust social media. Now, I need to ask you about fake news, which is a term that Donald Trump has coined, which has got a fair bit of currency at the moment. Are people wary of the news that they encounter on social media? Are they on the lookout for fake news on social media, or do they just accept it? Are they more likely to accept it these days?
Well, obviously, obviously it wasn't such a buzzword during the mine fires back in 2014, and at that point people were aware of how accurate the sources that they were referring people to on social media were. So I interviewed administrators of these sites, and they were very aware of their responsibility in whether or not they should be providing links to particular types of sources, whether they should be putting forward, you know, particular eyewitness accounts or not. It's definitely an issue that the social media administrators were aware of. And I think more generally now, people are a bit more cynical about social media or critical about their social media use, just because of the fact that we've had some, you know, pretty infamous examples of fake news spread via social media.
And I think you're in a pretty unique position to answer this, but do you think overall social media is helpful in times of emergency, or can it just confuse people?
I think I would say overall it's helpful. It's not perfect, but I think that people, you know, it's a great tool for communities to gather together in times of emergency and to kind of share what they're going through. And it's also a tool that provides a very good window for emergency response organisations, for the emergency authorities to pick up on any issues that are emerging in their, in the way they're communicating with the community.
Well, fascinating to have a chat with you this morning, Sue. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem, not at all.
That's Dr. Sue Yale, researcher from Federation University. And she did that research as part of the larger Monash University-led Hazelwood Health Study into the way that we used social media during the 2014 mine fire. And it sounds like, well, there's a lot of reliance, a bit of a heavy reliance on social media during that time to fill the gaps left by traditional media, things like the radio. It is 18 minutes to 8 here on ABC Gippsland, and this person has just been chosen to represent Australia Vision